God designed my mind to be the door through which the power of His love flows into my life. My mind is where God's love is brought to bear on the problems of life. When I fill my mind with the power of His love, miraculous things happen, but it's not the mind that makes them take place. It's God's love that makes the miracles come to pass. God's love is the definitive cure for damaged emotions. God is a specialist at healing my heart and mind through the power of His love. He can heal my emotional wounds, remove my emotional scars, and wash away my guilt. God's love gives me a completely new way of thinking and feeling. Although God's love will not change the bad things that happened to me in the past, it will erase their power. His love not only points me in the right direction, it also gives me the power to make the trip. The most powerful force in the universe is God's love, and when it fills my heart and mind, my life is never the same. People are always looking for miracles, but they overlook the obvious. They are a miracle of God's creation and love. Every breath they take and every beat of their heart resonates with the miraculous. Here's a small list of God's miracles in your life. Number one, you have an immune system that keeps you alive in the presence of trillions of hostile viruses and microbes. Number two, you have eyes that let you see. Number three, you have ears that let you hear. Number four, you have a brain that has unlimited power to imagine and create. Number five, you have a mouth and a digestive system that provides fuel for your life. Number six, you have kidneys that maintain your body in perfect fluid balance. Number seven, you have lungs that breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. Number eight, you have a circulatory system that delivers oxygen and nutrition to every cell in your body. Number nine, you have 24 chromosomes that contain 30,000 genes that make you who you are. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you are a miracle. Every time you think that you need a miracle, stand in front of a mirror and take a look at yourself. You are God's greatest miracle, and the fact that you came from the dust is one more miracle you can add to your list. For as long as you've been on planet Earth, God has been working miracles in your life. You need to start taking miracles personally and expect a miracle every day. It's not enough to accept the fact that you are a miracle from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. You must also develop positive expectations and discover the miraculous in your life. Jesus meant it when He said, "As you believe, so it shall be done unto you." He was talking about the facts of life as He knew them to be. He said that anything is possible to him who believes. Jesus came to change your expectations about your life in a big way. He said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." When you change your beliefs about who you are and what you can do with your life, and when you get in agreement with God, miracles start to happen. You become a new person, you take new actions, and you get a new life. You say goodbye to your addictions and hello to God's love. The most powerful force in the universe rolls through your heart and mind, and it rocks your world. Old things pass away, and all things become new. It's time to prime the pump of miracles in your life with the power of God's love. It's time to develop positive expectations. It's time to start living God's dream for your life. It's time to act as if you cannot fail.